Well, it is getting towards the end of the year. That means it is film festival season for you movie buffs out there. And we've got a great one coming to Chapel Hill. Film Fest 919. It's been going on for a few years now, bigger and better every single year. And it started with a bang. So bigger and better every single year is saying a lot. This brings some of the most talked about films to Chapel Hill before, months before they hit theaters in general. Your opportunity to see them before anyone else does. Filmfest919.com is the website. We are joined in the studio by the two organizers of this festival, Carol Marshall and Randy Emmerman. Carol, Randy, thank you both so much for being with us today.
Thank
How are you
for having us.
Absolutely.
We really appreciate
be here.
Being here.
Yeah. And the two of you have been organizing this festival since the beginning. And we were talking before we started that this is a major film festival. And ordinarily, like you think about the big film festivals like Toronto, Telluride, both of which just happened. There are lots of organizers behind the scenes making this possible, and in this case, it's the two of you. So how,
you
when
got us.
Do you sleep
we're,
at all?
We're great multitaskers.
And sleeping, no, that's a novelty.
All right, awesome. So tell us about the festival. How's it, what's it going to entail?
Well, we're excited. This is our fourth year this year, and we've already made one announcement because our passes are on sale now. Mm-hmm. And the passes are the best way to go because it just kind of opens up the whole field for everybody. But we were also able to announce that we're honoring Diane Warren, composer. She's actually a songwriter. She's not a composer, as she likes to refer to herself as. But she's been responsible for some major, major hits from both movie soundtracks to, you know, just regular musicians, you know, some of the biggest songs. Yeah, Lady Gaga.
Just to name it.
I can't think of anybody else. But anyway, you know, she did the Celine Dion song from Up Close and Personal.
Because You Love Me, right?
Yeah. I mean, she's her discography is just astounding when you think about it. She just released her first album in the however long she's been doing this. But she's
like Carole King level. Like you write songs and then you're a legend, and then you release your album, and that's huge.
Absolutely.
So and we're actually going to be showing off her music in a different way, where we have a local artist. He's a local laser artist, where we'll be doing a laser show to her music.
Oh, nice.
So it's not just hearing it. You're going to experience it in a different medium at the same time.
Yeah,
and
that's
it's
cool.
Great working with somebody who's a local to create this. He's from Carrboro.
Very cool.
And it brings a whole dimension, and that's how we're going to kick off the festival this year.
Nice.
Hence why it's on a Monday, October 18th.
Yep.
And it's just a cool way to experience something new.
Get to hear her music. We'll have a conversation with her, you know, for everybody to listen to and celebrate what she does best.
So it's going to be October 18th through the 24th is Film Fest 919 this year. So mark your calendars. And it always takes place at Silver Spot Cinemas. That's the case again this time around. Also, the drive-in at Caraway Village, which I know you were instrumental in opening and making happen. And I know so many people in Chapel Hill in the area have enjoyed going to see movies and events there as well.
Yeah.
And laser shows and great movies there for this week.
It's helped us survive the pandemic.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Right.
I mean, it's a safe way to watch a movie.
Yep.
I mean, we did it, you know, last year we were able to have the festival, a live in-person event, and it's a really cool experience. So you have both.
Yeah.
During the festival this year.
So I know the lineup is still being put together, and there's going to be a big announcement with a lot of films. What can you tell us now?
We're going to tell one.
We'll give you one nugget.
One nugget.
They're looking at each other like, do you know what the nugget's about to be?
We
or
know
is
a
one
lot
of you just going to, okay.
We're going to tell you one right now. When we first launched the festival in 2017, we showed a film called The Florida Project.
Yep.
We had Chris Burgosh here, who was the writer.
Who is our official mascot, by the way.
Yeah,
Chris
Young.
And got Oscar nominated for that movie, right?
Yes,
for screenwriting?
Indeed.
Yeah.
So Chris and Sean Baker have a new movie that premiered at the Cannes Film Festival where they were in competition for the Palme d'Or.
Mm-hmm.
Chris, Red Rocket will be here at the festival, and we are giving Sean Baker, who is the director, writer, and Chris, the Distinguished Screenwriter Award.
Cool.
So we're very excited to have them back with their newest, greatest film that's getting a lot of buzz.
Yeah.
A lot of buzz. We've talked to a lot of critics who have, it's one of their favorites of the year so far.
It's a trippy movie.
Yeah.
It's really good.
I got to see the Florida Project, and that's just a memorable and just really like hits you really hard.
They're exceptional
kind of movie.
At capturing people that are on the fringes of society.
Yeah, that's what they do so well.
Yeah.
And doing it in an inventive way, like they're both
and
that
not in
and
a critical way either. I mean, that's what's intriguing about it.
Yeah, and then Carol, you want to just tease our closing night?
Well, we. I'm not going to say the title.
All right.
But let's just say it's one of the most sought after movies of the season that we'll be closing with.
Yeah.
And in fact, we're really excited because there's several films that if you've been paying any attention to what's come out of Telluride or Toronto or Venice for that matter, we've got a lot of those titles, which we're really excited about. So, you know, the cool thing is that, you know, festivals don't necessarily emerge this quickly in this field. I mean, film festivals are generally looking for a new product or whatever. We specifically curate to the fall season, you know, and the fall season is when all the good stuff comes out, all the good independent films that people latch onto. And, you know, we've been able to boast for the last 3 years that everybody has seen the Oscar, went on to win the Oscar much earlier than most people.
Parasite, Green Book, Nomadland, right?
Roma.
Yep.
Favorite.
Yeah.
Marriage Story,
yep.
Jojo Rabbit.
All great movies.
Just to name a few. Just to name a few.
Minari. Last year was kind of unique because we had the drive-in, the main festival in October. But then because the award season was pushed so late, we ended up doing a contender series in the beginning of the year and got to pick up the rest of the films that we were hoping to see in the fall.
Oh, that's awesome.
Which we'll do
pushed.
Again this year, too.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
But it's why it's so important for everyone to like really embrace this, because what we're bringing here is special, and we're bringing it in a way that the community can enjoy it and its support.
Speaking with Carol Marshall and Randy Emmerman, again, filmfest919.com is the website. Mark your calendars for October 18th through the 24th. That's when it's going to happen this year, with screenings at Silver Spot Cinemas and the drive-in at Caraway Village, a whole bunch of movies. And we're going to have a lot more to say about the festival and the specific lineup and all of the special events and everything between now and then. But as we wrap up this conversation, what else should folks know now?
To buy their passes. You know, we'll sell individual tickets too, of course, but you know, we'll have an exceptional lineup this year. We just want people to talk about it, tell all their friends, come to the movies. We're doing everything safely. We are requiring proof of vaccination for this festival, which I think is essential to be able to comfortably, you know,
also
movies.
At the drive-in?
No, the drive-in's different.
At Silver Spot.
You're kind of in your own little pod in the drive-in.
Yeah.
So that's a nice way to
go to Silver Spot, bring your card.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
And the other thing is, you know, sponsors are always welcomed.
We'll take money. No problem.
Filmfest919.com, the website. Again, mark your calendars. October 18th is when it begins. October 24th is when it wraps up. A lot in between as well. Carol Marshall, Randy Emmerman, thank you so much. I'm looking forward to it.
Thanks so much,
Aaron.